Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Doug in Rhode Island's up next with an electrical question. How can we help you?
I did some remodeling work and upgrading the island, and it used to be a floating island, and now that it's fixed to the floor, I'm considering putting electrical outlets, and I'm curious as to what might be the best location, as well as what the code, the electrical code, might require.
Well, are you over a basement or a crawl space?
I'm over a basement.
Okay, because what you're going to want to do is run the wire up from the basement below into the side of the island. Is it standard, like a kitchen cabinet that you've used to create this island with?
Yes.
Because you can mount the electrical outlet, basically cut it into the side of the cabinet. You're going to want it off the countertop down below on the side of the cabinet. And the key safety aspect here is you want to make sure that it's a ground fault outlet. Those are the outlets that have the test and reset buttons in them for wet locations.
I did see something online concerning that.
Yeah, so as long as you use a ground fault circuit interrupter outlet and you know, just bring the wire up from the basement, that would be the most practical way to do it. It'll probably end up not being on the same circuit as the kitchen, because generally what you do in a situation like that is you grab the closest power source that you can that's convenient and safe and just kind of go up from there.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for your help.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.